much for tuning in to the Self Love Power Hour. I am your host, Devin Sanders. Please follow me on Instagram at The Sanders Life. I would appreciate it. I do follow back and I do interact with your pages. So give me a follow. I would love to see your content. And if you could also subscribe to this podcast, it means so much to me, and I hope that you get some value from it. If you do, please go ahead and screenshot it, put it in your Instagram story, and please tag me at The Sanders Life. I will repost you. I love doing that. So today we are going to be talking about leadership. So over the years, since I've been working, I have always experienced toxic leadership. Okay? Toxic leadership. And it's been in every single team that I've been a part of. It's been in every single position I've been a part of. And I just kind of, you know, I have realized what kind of leader I don't want to be. So I want to talk about the leader that I want to become and the leader that I, you know, would like to follow. Somebody that I love to be mentored by is Jessie Lee. You can follow her. She is the people's mentor. She's amazing. Hands down, the best leader I have ever had. So I just want to say, first off, getting started, all leadership is not effective. Not all people who are in leadership roles are good leaders. I used to think if you were in a leadership role, you were to be respected, which of course, like everyone needs to be respected. I was under the impression if you were in a leadership role, you knew what the fuck you were doing. Not everyone does, okay? And that's not a bad thing. I mean, you can wing it. I get it. I've been there, started my own business, got the t-shirt. It's fine. But I also want to let you guys know that I have experienced toxic leadership in almost every single role that I've been a part of. So let me just kind of explain. All leadership isn't effective, okay? So as a leader, it is your job to push people towards better performance. And by pushing people to perform better or perform in the appropriate manner, you do not have to utilize fear to get your point across. Like, let me just say that again for everyone out there who's listening. You do not have to use fear as a tactic to get your point across. You do not have to use fear as a tactic to keep your leadership role. Just saying for everyone out there, somebody needed to hear that today. I used to think that if you were in leadership, you were a leader. I literally didn't question it. And there's been leaders that have been put into leadership roles, that still did not grow into the role, that still were not, they were not somebody that I wanted to follow. We'll just leave it at that. And that's okay. Maybe I used to think for a long time I was the problem. I used to think I'm the trouble employee. I'm the one who, you know, doesn't go along with the flow. I'm the one who's having these negative thoughts. I'm the one who's not being a team player. But let me just give you some information and do with it what you will, okay? So let me just give you guys a story. I remember being employed at a local hospital here. Hours were great. I was on the same schedule as my husband, and my husband works nights. So I loved the night schedule. I got a lot of time with my husband. I was very excited about this role, guys. Like, I remember getting paid weekly. I remember working nights. I remember being that person to be like, oh, I'll pick up overtime. I'll do this. You need me here? Oh, you got it. You want me to stay 30 minutes late? Oh, you want me to come in 3 hours early? Okay. Like, I'm your girl. Like, I am like the dependable one. So I remember doing all of these things continuously for the same manager. And she literally spoke out of line to me in front of my peers. And I was kind of shocked because, one, I didn't expect her behavior to be like this. And then, two, I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything until later. So let me just keep on with the story. Basically, I made a mistake. She comes up to me in front of my peers and basically reprimands me. But there's no like form for me to sign. Like, it's not a write-up. It's basically just like, hey, you did this wrong. But like in a really rude tone, body language is all wrong. Like, basically, I just did not like the way that she approached me. And especially doing it in front of my peers, like, I get it if it's a group teaching moment or whatever, but that wasn't done. It was just me. So she approached me and was very negative to me. Her body language was wrong. Her tone was wrong. Her face, I remember vividly her face doing like the stank face in my face. And I was shook, okay? Like, I cried whenever I got into the car. I literally was like having so much anxiety. And I just didn't think I wanted to work there anymore. I was like, oh my God, like, she was so rude to me. I ended up calling somebody that I really admire. Her name was Carla. I ended up calling her. She has taught me so much in my lifetime. She is somebody who did used to be my manager, who was actually one of the best leaders that I have ever followed. And it was a really, she taught me so much, and especially from a very young age. She basically, you know, molded me in my career path, I guess you could say. She's kind of helped determine, you know, my work ethic. And I don't want to say determined it, but she helped form my great work ethic. I did not want to let her down. We were a very, very great team. Anyway, I end up calling her. I say, hey, this went down. This happened. I gave her the scoop, and she ends up telling me, you know, you need to set a boundary and you need to speak with her. So that's what I did. And she mentioned, you know, like, I'm aware I have an attitude problem sometimes. Like, I'm aware my face is not always the greatest, especially whenever I hear something. Like, I have a hard time controlling my face. So like, I get it. Like, I mean, it's hard, it's tough, but you got to do it, right? So I go in the next day and I basically talk to her about the way she approached me. I just said, hey, do you mind if I, you know, take a moment of your time? It was in the morning, because keep in mind, I work nights. She comes in the morning and I pull her aside and I just say something to the nature in a very nice tone. I literally watch, like, not watch my face, because you can't do that, but I remember being in control of my face and my body language. Like, I felt like I had to meditate or something that morning, because I felt very in flow. I felt like, okay, I can do this. I can do this. I got this. Like, let me show her that I can speak to her words are hard today. I can show her that I can communicate in an effective manner, and I can prove to her that communication is key, because the way she spoke to me yesterday was not good communication. So I pull her aside and I say, hey, I would like to speak to you about yesterday. I, you know, don't really respond well to that. So thank you for letting me know that I made an error. I appreciate that. I will definitely work on that. I will not do that again. I wrote it down in my notes. So thank you so much for showing me. However, do you think if maybe next time I make a mistake, is there a different way that maybe you could approach me about it? And I wouldn't want to be reprimanded in front of my peers. So, you know, can you just approach me maybe a little bit different next time? I would appreciate it. And she was so nice to my face, guys. I'm not even kidding. She literally was like, oh my gosh, I did not know I did that. Yes, of course. I would totally do that. I am so sorry I made you feel that way. Like, you know, the whole sorry thing. Okay. Well, after I had that conversation, I went home because it's the morning time. My shift has ended. And I'm fired by 2 p.m. 2 p.m. And whenever I ask the reason of why I was being terminated, she said it wasn't a good fit. And I remember being shocked because I was very good at my job. I loved it. I loved the schedule. I loved helping people. And I felt like I was terminated because I basically had a one-on-one conversation about her behavior. And I just want to say that, I mean, she wasn't a good leader. I knew that from whenever she interviewed me. But it was a great opportunity, and I'm glad that that was a teaching moment in my past. And I know that I did the right thing. You know, don't let people run over you. You know, there is a respectable way to respond to the negativity. So I tried to do that, and unfortunately it just didn't work out, and that's okay. That's totally fine. But at the time I remember thinking, "Ooh, you're a bad leader." Like, I'm not saying, like, I don't know. I just felt like, "Ooh, I don't want to be like you. Like, you're a terrible manager." Like, if that were me and and somebody told me that, I would legit respond honestly, like, "Oh, let me check myself. I'm so sorry that I made you feel like that. And yes, going forward, if there's a mistake, I will gladly pull you aside and talk to you about it." Like, easy peasy, right? Well, everyone that day must have had their feelings hurt. I'm not sure. But anyway, with that being said, that is the story of just one instance that I've experienced with toxic management. So just keep in mind, not all leadership is effective, and it's your job to push people towards better performance. Definitely, she did not push me towards better performance. But if you are a good leader, that is your job. You want your team to do well, because an effective team is always, 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 and I mean always, going to outperform a disconnected collective. That is a quote from the People's Mentor. Let me read it again. Effective teams always outperforms a disconnected collective. So that's important to remember. And I just want to say, as a team, when people have clarity and when people understand what they are doing, when people have a clear picture and they're not winging it anymore, they perform better. Their productivity goes up. So, like, I guess I don't understand what's wrong with just communicating with your team about the goals that are set in place. I mean, let's do some check-ins. Hey, on week 4, we need to meet this. How are you doing? How is it going? I mean, check-ins are always so important, and communication is key, because whenever we perform together, we are always going to outperform an individual. And as a team, it's important to have team bonding experiences. It's important to perform well as a team. So communication is key. And something that I love is something, and also something that I've learned, especially since I have had anxiety, I have had fear surrounded by going to a manager to literally just deliver bad news or a message that I knew that they were not going to like. And let me elaborate on that. I would be at my desk in corporate America, and my heartbeat sitting down at my desk job was 120 beats per minute, because I had so much anxiety and fear about this leader that I had to report to because of the backlash and the attitude and the face and the sigh and just the negativity that encompassed a problem in corporate America. So whenever a problem arose, It was, I had to deliver the bad news, so I would get anxiety because I knew that my boss was not going to respond well. So I was already anticipating fear and discomfort for myself. And obviously, whenever you have anxiety, you tend to overthink, and you know, that just gets in your head. So I just want to say communication is key, and you don't want to be feared by your team. There's a difference between fear and respect. Understand that. Something also that I want to talk about is individual development within a team is also important. So I am going on about team achievements and all of that. I think it's great to be a part of a team that communicates well, a team that has a clear picture. I think the productivity goes up whenever those things exist. However, you also as a person have to develop. So I don't care if you're like the mail lady, you have to personally develop in order to be a better team player, in my opinion. It's always important to personally develop. I don't care if you have to read one page of a book a day. It's literally the compound effect. The little things add up over time. So the little things that you can do right now to personally develop are key. And I always think personal development will make you into a better team player and a better leader. So with that being said, and I know I said that if you have a team of one, I am a team of one. So if you say it, live it. Don't just say you want and need these things. You need to actually live it and embody that. So something that you want to welcome into a team is diversity in your organization. That is what makes the whole organization adapt and be resilient to setbacks. Be an effective leader, because whenever you are, you will have influence whenever you are not around. And that is literally goals. So you want to build a relationship of trust and loyalty rather than a relationship with fear and power. I wrote that down on my dry erase board before, and I was hoping my boss would see it and take some initiative. However, that did not happen. But you want to build a relationship of trust and loyalty rather than a relationship with fear and power. So I think that's pretty powerful. And whenever you have a relationship of fear and power, people recognize that as because you're in a leadership position. And when you're in a leadership position and you have a relationship with a power and fear, people don't want to step up. People don't want to grow, because they look at you and they say, oh, I got to yell at people. Oh, I have to have my face like that. Oh, my body language has to be negative. I don't want to be that. I don't want to step up. So people don't, because they look at you and they think, that's what a leader is supposed to do. I don't want that. I don't want to have to yell at people. So just remember, to be an effective leader, you want to build a relationship of trust and loyalty rather than a relationship with fear and power. So just think about that. Something else that I want to speak about is building connections within your team. In corporate America, I don't know what it is, but it's basically frowned upon for you to, I guess, have greater connections than just coworkers. It's just frowned upon for whatever reason in every organization that I have been a part of. It's been like that in corporate America. They don't want you talking to each other. They don't want you to sit next to each other. I mean, for whatever reason, I don't know. I don't know why that is. I think people just need control of their employees. But welcome diversity and welcome communication. Like, those are so, so important. And you know, building like trust between coworkers is actually a good thing. It increases dependability in others. It can go so far. It can empower a lot of people and it can encourage others. Collaboration is not a bad thing. And that is something that I've experienced in every single corporate America team that I have been a part of. They do not like diversity or collaboration. And I have a problem with that because I am a social butterfly and I love getting to know people and I love talking to people and I love, you know, getting to know a little bit about you and your life. I think connection is so, so important because, you know, it does. It does increase productivity for your team. It does increase dependability. Like team building exercises are so fun. I love doing them. If you want to harness the power of a team, you have to invite diversity, you have to invite collaboration, and you have to invite an environment where people can be authentic. Come as you are. Speak your truth. Be a good human. Be a good person. Like, I'm not saying you have to be the best leader, because I'm not. Like, I am in the new year. I have not been super dedicated. But I'm literally trying to develop that skill of staying disciplined and staying on track. So I just want to say, I'll leave you with this. Collaboration is key. Diversity is welcomed, you know, and something that I absolutely love is how many of you were put into a leadership position and it made you grow. Let's think about that. I have been put in a leadership position and I had to grow. I had to develop. If you guys knew me, whenever I had my very first big girl job, I said like all the time. I was rude. I was hateful. I had an attitude. I walked around the office like my shit don't stink. I was that person and now I'm not. But I had to grow into the leader that I am today. And now I'm a leader of one, myself. And that's hard in itself. Like, showing up for yourself is not as easy as everyone thinks that it is. It takes discipline. You've got to be disciplined. So let me go ahead and just say my last quote, my favorite quote. You don't want to be feared by people. There is a difference between fear and respect. And you want to build a relationship of trust and loyalty rather than a relationship with fear and power. So I only have about 15 minutes to get to the gym. So I am going to head that way. I'm going to go ahead and release my podcast before the workout. I'm excited for it. I hope you guys got some value from this. If you did, please subscribe and please screenshot this and put it in your story. I would love to hear your feedback. I welcome it. And I hope everyone has a great day. I believe it's Friday. It is. And I hope everyone has a safe weekend. Thank you so much for tuning into the Self Love Power Hour. And please follow me on Instagram @TheSandersLife. Have a great day, guys. Ciao.